Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Friday, September 24, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. Indonesia is poised for change. Christians remain wary. Over 40 million Christians in China look forward to a bright future, and a Christian adoption agency celebrates a milestone. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Indonesia tops our news today. The country is poised for change as the final presidential election votes are tallied and point to a new administration. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says the people are tired of the continued religious unrest. For Christians, he believes the current administration was ineffective in breaking up the monopoly of terror.
President Megawati has said many of the right things about peace, about protecting religious freedom, about protecting the Christian minority there, but her actions haven't always carried out what her mouth was saying.
Nettleton says a change in leadership brings with it upheaval. However, they have no plans to change their ministry.
We have workers in Indonesia. We have a presence there. We're committed to work with the church regardless of what the government says. We know that there are radical Muslims there. We know that at least at some level there's going to be a continuation of persecution of Christians.
Next, Russian President Vladimir Putin announced plans to end elections for the country's 89 regional governors and strengthen the role of the security services. It's an effort to beat terrorism. Russian Ministry's Anita Dynica, speaking for Moscow, says Mikhail Gorbachev is talking about the changes.
Gorbachev, the former president, has criticized this step, saying it would be a reversal. Any reduction of democracy, freedom, could have ramifications for religious freedom.
Anxiety about terrorism is running high, especially in Beslan, where Russian ministry's workers lost 7 children in the school massacre. But Dynica says their work continues.
We're very focused on expanded ministry in this area, and we're so thankful to Christians who have given for our terror relief fund.
That's helping them share the gospel as they assist with funerals and medical needs. You're listening to Mission Network News. Over 40 million people in China are Christians. The government has taken notice and is more accepting. Christians are encouraged as the government has given permission for many churches to be rebuilt. In October, a new church building will be dedicated in the city of Linchuan in the Zhangji province. Eric Berkland is with China Partner.
What we're excited about this development, it just proves that within a communist society and run by a communist government, there's relative freedom for Christians and for religion, for that matter.
Things are getting better in China, but the church needs training.
One of the most needed aspects of the fast-growing Chinese church is for additional pastors to be trained and equipped to do the ministry. So many people are accepting Christ all over China. In some provinces, it's stronger than others, but overall, the church is exploding.
Pray for the continued work of groups like China Partner. We turn next to the work of Bethany Christian Services. The agency celebrates 60 years of outreach in November. Since the beginning, Bethany has shared the love and hope of Christ with children and adoptive families. They do this by offering a variety of family services aimed at the physical and spiritual needs of families worldwide. Bethany touches the lives of more than 30,000 people each year. Pray for this ministry as they look forward to helping more families in the years to come. And finally, internet evangelism is just scratching the surface. That's the conclusion of internet evangelists as they met together for a recent internet evangelism conference. According to reports, people are online exploring religion. 1 billion people are expected to be online by 2005. Truthmedia.com says they have over 750,000 visitors each month. 1,000 a month are coming to Christ. The growth only emphasizes the need for more internet missionaries to help with programming and real-time evangelism. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the book, A Force in the Earth by Dr. David Shibley of Global Advance, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The book is a passionate plea for all Christians to mobilize to fulfill the Great Commission. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.